This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day for a political shock of the first magnitude. And it is a shock from a presidential poll. And no, it does not involve the Republicans. It is a presidential poll on the Democratic side. I mean, one of the things that has been pretty clear, pretty consistent all along is that Joe Biden, despite the fact that there are many, many Democrats who don't want him to run for president, is clearly the overwhelming favorite to win the Democratic nomination. But there is a new USA Today Suffolk poll released today, which honestly flabbergasted me. It just amazed me. And it's a poll that shows that having announced his candidacy yesterday, Robert Kennedy Jr., who is best known not just for being the son of the late Attorney General, the former senator from New York, he is the nephew, of course, of the late President Kennedy, that Robert Kennedy Jr., who is best known as an opponent of vaccines, not just the COVID vaccine, but all vaccines in general. And he is a conspiracy theorist. He announced his candidacy yesterday. He spoke for an hour and 48 minutes announcing his candidacy. And guess what? He's soaring in the polls compared to all the Republican candidates other than Trump and DeSantis, compared to a former vice president of the United States. Generally, the highest you see for Mike Pence anywhere is 7%. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has 14%. Marianne Williamson on the Democratic side has 5%. Marianne Williamson is getting a higher percentage on the Democratic side than Nikki Haley, who is a serious candidate. I still think she is on the Republican side. I mean, for people who think the Republican Party has problems, you have a huge problem if you are a party like the Democrats and you have a president who is running. And this was a poll specifically they were asking people who voted for Joe Biden in 2020. 14% of the people who voted for Joe Biden in 2020 are ready to go for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who hasn't told us anything at all about his campaign, really, other than the fact that he's a screwball. I mean, really, he is a fringe character. And 14% of the people who voted for Joe Biden last time want to vote for him this time? This is not good news for the Democrats. 1-800-955-1775. Six. If you think it is, if you're one of those enthusiasts who are getting ready to roll up your sleeves at a new Kennedy campaign, I definitely want to hear from you. I mean, give us a call. 1-800-955-1776. Okay. It is not only bad news for Democrats out there right now, it's bad news for men in general. There's this important piece, and there's a great deal to be learned from it, a piece about the silent crisis in men's health care. The headline, "A Silent Crisis in Men's Health Care Gets Worse." Okay. Across the lifespan, from infancy to the teen years, midlife and middle age, the risk of death at every age is higher for boys and men than for girls and women. The result is a growing longevity gap between men and women in the United States. Life expectancy in 2021 was 79.1 years for women and 73.2 years for men. That almost six-year difference is the largest gap in a quarter century. The data they specify in this article aren't parsed to include differences among non-binary and trans people, which is, by the way, a very small segment of the population anyway. Men are advantaged at every aspect of our society, yet we have worse health outcomes for most of the things that will kill you, said Derek Griffith, who is a male. He's director of Georgetown University's Center for Men's Health and Equity in the Racial Justice Institute. We tend not to prioritize men's health, but it needs unique attention, and it has implications for the rest of the family. It means other members of the family, including women and children, also suffer. But data looking at health risks for boys and men in the United States, those data paint a stark picture. Men are at greater risk of dying from COVID-19 than women, a gap that cannot be explained by rates of infection or pre-existing conditions. The age-adjusted death rate for COVID was 140 deaths per 100,000 for males, about half that, 87.7 per 100,000 for females. In other words, almost double the death rate for males over females for COVID. Men die of diabetes more than women. The death rate for men, 31 to 19 per 100,000 people. The cancer mortality, much higher among men. And again, it's appropriate, it's wonderful that we have attention to breast cancer. Everyone should be concerned about breast cancer, but even with the factor of breast cancer, and yes, men can get breast cancer, it's very rare, but that happens. But for other forms of cancer, and cancer in general, the death rate for men is 189 per 100,000, and 135,000 instead of 189,000 for women. Black men have the highest cancer death rate at 227 per 100,000. Among black women, it's about half that. Half. It's extraordinary when you look at these numbers, because they are so depressingly unequal. Death rates for boys and teens ages 10 to 19. Okay, 44.5 per 100,000 for boys and for teenagers. Girls, 21. In other words, it is more than a 2-to-1 difference. Boys between 10 and 19 are twice as likely to die. Twice as likely to die as girls between 10 and 19. And one of the reasons for this, suicide. Men die for suicide nearly four times more often than women. Based on 2020 data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the rate of suicide is highest in middle-aged white men, but teen boys also face a high risk. A motor vehicle crash deaths, which Rosa DeLauro was concerned about with the female crash dummies. Right now, what percentage of crash death victims are male? 72%. Men also accounted for 71% of pedestrian deaths, 87% of bicyclist deaths, and 92% of motorcyclist deaths. Is this all because men are just more careless? They are more risk-takers, which is part of the male nature? Well, they acknowledge in this study that that is part of it, but it's not the only thing. There are other factors as well, and those other factors are worth considering. Together with this whole idea of what is happening to church life and religious institutions and religiosity generally in the United States, and a surprise celebrity endorsement, almost official, for RFK's presidential race. That and more coming up. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's Free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
92% of motorcycle deaths, male. Men die by suicide nearly four times more than women. What is going on? They conclude in this piece for the Washington Post, and it's an important piece because it looks at a one of those aspects of inequality, where you know that any aspect of inequality where males have the advantage over women, and of course there are areas like that, including, by the way, sports, which is much in the news today, but the idea that men are four times more likely to die by their own hand, 92% of motorcycle deaths. Believe it or not, I know two people, one of whom was a member of our congregation, guys who died on motorcycles. And again, we're not talking about Hell's Angels. We're talking about people who enjoyed going up to one of the national parks here in the Seattle area and riding a motorcycle. But that can be obviously life-threatening. The Washington Post writes, the reasons behind the longevity gap aren't fully understood, but the global nature of the disparity, in other words, it's not just America, suggests that biology plays a strong role. For instance, get ready for this. High levels of testosterone, which can weaken the immune response, may be a factor in why men and male mammals in general are more vulnerable to parasitic infections. Estrogen, which of course is a characteristic hormone of women, may explain why women have lower rates of heart disease throughout life and why the gap narrows after women reach menopause. In other words, women lose that advantage when they go through menopause and they produce less estrogen. Even though estrogen appears to be protective in women, studies in the 1970s showed that when estrogen was given to men, instead of being protective, it caused double the rate of heart attacks as those in the placebo group. Okay, so not a great idea to try to give estrogen to men. And this, by the way, goes... If it works so poorly on men who are trying to take that for therapeutic reasons, it's obviously giving estrogen or other female hormones to men who want to, quote, become women is also a questionable idea. But that's another story. Cultural expectations to remain stoic can also delay men from receiving medical care that we need. For instance, although diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, and hypertension are common in both men and women, men almost always wait longer to seek care, and the illnesses are diagnosed at later stages, leading to more damage and poorer outcomes. There is another factor here, which is that women... Almost every woman at every age has a gynecologist. It's required. It's necessary. And the idea of going to see that gynecologist, to see the female doctor to take care of you, means that you'll be receiving some medical care. There is also this. Men are also known to engage in more risky behaviors, such as drug and alcohol use. And yes, men still do engage in more drug and alcohol use. Maybe it's appropriate to even relate that to 420, which today is. We'll be talking about marijuana and its impact and where that's going in the country coming up. But men are more likely to smoke. And they're more likely to drive recklessly, hence the 72% of all traffic fatalities, which, despite the fact that they are concerned now with female crash dummies, 72% of the traffic fatalities are male. And smoking, do you remember Virginia Slims? They had an advertising campaign when they used to permit cigarette advertising. You've come a long way, baby. Because women were catching up with men on smoking. Also not a male advantage here. It's a male disadvantage. Well, the reason behind these trends aren't fully understood. Reasons. Behavioral risks are also a reason men's health doesn't get studied. Quote, it's hard to convince people that men's health is an issue if we think it's just because men don't do what they're supposed to do, said Stephen Nissen, who is an officer with the Cleveland Clinic. But even when visits for pregnancy are excluded, research suggests that women still are twice as likely as men to schedule regular annual exams and to use preventive services. The topic of men's health simply hasn't caught on as something that advocates, corporate sponsors, and politicians want to get behind. While the pink ribbon has been elevated to iconic status to signal breast cancer awareness, nothing in men's health has achieved the same level of attention. There's an empathy gap, said one of the experts consulted here. There are people who shrug and say, yeah, men die longer. That's the way the world is. But it doesn't need to be that way. If we devote attention and resources, we can change the outcomes for men. And again, one of these aspects has to do with taking health seriously. And, oh, by the way, there's this Gallup information. U.S. men are roughly twice as likely as U.S. women to own a gun. 43% of all men in our country own a gun, 22% of all women. And that can be a problem, too. That leads us to breaking news from CNBC. Lawyers for Alec Baldwin just said that prosecutors in New Mexico have decided to drop charges against the movie star in the case of a fatal shooting on the set of the movie Rust. We are pleased with the decision to dismiss the case against Alec Baldwin, and we encourage a proper investigation into the facts and circumstances of this tragic accident, said attorneys Luke Nikas and Alex Spiro. Again, the idea that there was any intentionality in the part of Alec Baldwin in shooting the cinematographer who died while he was rehearsing a scene. No, I don't think he did that on purpose. So, what's the significance this year of 420 Marijuana Day? We'll be getting to that on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling Friday on access to a commonly used abortion pill. The decision is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. The White House says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt limit proposal would be a disaster.
Speaker McCarthy unveiled his plan to cut benefits for American veterans and take a 2x4 to America's manufacturing resurgence.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. A Florida emergency alert test sent to phones at 4:45 a.m. this morning woke up millions in the Sunshine State. State Senator Blasey Ingoglia.
I'm going to introduce a bill that will prohibit the practice of sending out any tests of that system between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8, and I'm going to call it the Stop Wake Act.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Michael Medved show, there is big new political news. I don't mean to sound like I'm obsessed with the Robert F. Kennedy for president campaign. It's just, it's so bizarre. I mean, honest to God, really, are there people out there who want this fringy loser, this cultist, this conspiracist? Who basically his only issue is that he thinks that that vaccines, including vaccines that can save your life, that can save you right now. If you take a look at Dianne Feinstein, I don't know if she was protected or not, but she's suffering from shingles, which can be a terrible thing, especially when you're 89. I'm proud that I take care and do. Want to take care of my men's health by going out and getting a shingles vaccine. I mean, why wouldn't you? In any event, Robert F. Kennedy now apparently being supported by Aaron Rodgers, who is supposed to be leaving Green Bay. It's widely reported he's going to be a quarterback for the New York Jets. But really... Really. And you may remember that he got in some trouble with the NFL because he received to get himself vaccinated and protected. Speaking about getting you protected, one of the things that has been a real problem in the country has been this looming economic catastrophe if they can't get it together in Washington, D.C. to try to deal with the debt ceiling. And Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, has woken up to this, and he has put out detailed proposals and very reasonable proposals, and the kind of positive movement that we've been waiting for. And there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal, in fact, it's the lead editorial, that I think gives some appropriate recognition to the Speaker of the House, who's doing the right thing. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, they write in an editorial in the Journal, laid out the House Republican offer this week, and it might even succeed if the GOP can stay united. That's the important point. The Speaker's requests are hardly radical. Republicans want to return the federal government to the spending levels of the bad old days in fiscal 2022. They then want to cap the growth of spending at 1% annually over 10 years for domestic discretionary accounts. These are reasonable limits after the spending sprees of recent years. And very importantly, it wouldn't put that kind of limit on defense spending, which, given the rearmament of China and the dangers involving Russia and Iran and North Korea and more, the last thing we need right now is a limitation or a cutback on defense spending. The negotiating weakness, writes the Journal, is that McCarthy doesn't distinguish between defense and social welfare priorities, which suggests that defense might take a hit. A plurality of his caucus won't abide cutting the Pentagon budget. When China is building a menacing military and the U.S. defense spending is only 3% of the economy, an all-time historical low. The Speaker was also at pains to say Social Security and Medicare won't be touched. This is a concession to the political reality of controlling only one half of one branch of government. But there's no path to long-term fiscal sanity, writes the Journal, without reforming entitlements. And that clearly is necessary because there is now definitive information that we run out of money to pay people's Social Security checks as soon as 2030. So that's kind of serious, needs attention. It shouldn't come to that, they write in the Journal. Mr. McCarthy says he wants a reasonable negotiation, and a reasonable president would meet him partway. The Speaker will have to keep his nervous caucus together to pass a debt ceiling bill, and then to accept that it won't get everything it wants. But winning even one or two of his debt ceiling proposals would be a big victory. If Republicans can't stick together, they'll lose in a rout. And if Republicans lose in a rout, it could be devastating for the government at large. There's also a piece by David McIntosh. David McIntosh is a former congressman. He was a U.S. representative from Indiana from 1995 to 2001. He is now president of the Club for Growth. And he writes in a column in the Journal. He writes, according to the latest annual report from the Social Security and Medicare Boards of Trustees, the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, from which the current levels of Social Security benefits are drawn, will be able to issue payments to retirees only until 2034 at the latest. But the trustees might have been overly optimistic. They projected much lower inflation levels, 4.5% in 2022 and 2.3% in 2023, instead of the record high rates that have occurred. Since Social Security benefits are automatically increased for inflation, the trust fund will run out of money sooner than 2034. The current law also says all payments must come from within the program. That means once the trust fund reserve is depleted, beneficiary payouts will be limited to whatever funds come in from Social Security payroll taxes. Taking action sooner than rather than later will allow consideration of a broader range of solutions and provide more time to phase in changes so that the public has adequate time to prepare, the trustees say. The thus consequences of leaving Social Security without any changes, which is promoted by Joe Biden, and we can add by Donald Trump, that's a dire policy. 10 years from now, benefit cuts of 23% would be triggered if there is no change to Social Security, according to one analysis. Elected officials have several options from which to choose, none politically palatable. Payroll taxes could be increased, as has been done in the past. Some have advocated transforming Social Security into a system of privatized pension accounts. The eligibility age could be raised again. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy recently said the GOP had ruled out cuts to Social Security and Medicare as part of this year's budget battle. Meanwhile, the Biden-Trump strategy, which is a joint strategy that both guys have, has been to play beat the clock, leaving their successors to deal with the crisis. Candidates with a record of entitlement reform like Mike Pence or Ron DeSantis would do well to point out that doing nothing is the worst Social Security cut of all. And what about doing something about some of the problems with marijuana? Health problems, economic problems, basically spiritual problems as well. That and more. We'll be talking to Dr. Kevin Sabat coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, today is 420, which is not quite a sacred day, but almost for people who are very devoted to, in some cases, literally addicted to, the weed known as marijuana. Kevin Sabat, Dr. Kevin Sabat, who is the president of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, SAM. He's also the president of the Foundation for Drug Policy Solutions. He has worked for the federal government under both Republicans and Democrats in dealing with some of the drug problems in this country. And he is the author of Smokescreen, What the Marijuana Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. What are you doing to celebrate 420 this year, Kevin?
Thanks for having me. Hi, Michael. Well, it's a big issue. Today's marijuana is not your Woodstock weed of the past. It's super, you know, it's very highly potent. And we have an addictive industry whose business it is, you know, to get as many addicts as possible. And marijuana addiction is real. We had Dr. Drew Pinsky's daughter, Paulina, come publicly out today at our conference here in Washington, speak about that very bravely. So, we're really trying to counter all this false rhetoric out there about, you know, how safe marijuana is and trying to warn people that it isn't. It's causing psychosis, schizophrenia, suicide, motor vehicle crashes, and a whole host of other negative consequences.
And there's a new study, I see it cited over at Axios, which is by Coresight Research. It shows that two-thirds of marijuana users say they've increased their usage of marijuana because of legalization.
Absolutely, and that's not the only study that said that. We have government surveys under this administration that's admitting to that. We have more people using marijuana in the past month in terms of the number of days than all the other drugs. We have the regular users, the heavy users, even more than alcohol. In fact, twice as many people who said they used marijuana in the past month used it, you know, more often than those who said they used alcohol in the past month, twice as many days. So, you know, this is the addictive nature of this because of the potency, because it's been genetically bred, the edibles, the cookies, the candies, the gummies, the concentrates, all of these products that are totally, totally unregulated. States are not regulating this. You know, because a state legalizes it, it doesn't mean they know what they're doing. They don't. They're being thwarted this, you know, from an industry that's basically buying elections and buying referenda, frankly, buying politicians to vote for this. And it's our kids are suffering as a result.
And there's a substantial percentage, and I know your research has shown this, of people who do use marijuana who use it every day. And
absolutely,
new
yeah.
studies that show that if you use marijuana every day, your risk of heart disease is powerfully increased?
Significantly increased, maybe tripled among some people. The risk of heart disease, the risk of lung disease. Again, this is something very different than sort of the Woodstock weed or even what millennials use in college now. Most, I mean, it is very different. And, we're seeing this increase. And because so many of these users, they are now heavy, they're daily or every other day users. They're not, in the past, most marijuana users used once or twice in a year. Now the typical marijuana user is using 3 to 4 times a week. That's a very, very big, just an order of magnitude difference in how we look at this issue in terms of who's using it.
And given the potency of the marijuana that is available today, on this day that's supposed to celebrate the weed, if you are using today's marijuana 3 or 4 times a week, almost every day, what's the impact going to be, likely to be, on you if you're, oh, say, somebody who's 30, 35?
Well, first of all, we're seeing big problems with those even 60 and over using this in terms of dementia and in terms of basically slowing your brain down. So it's not just if you're, it's okay if you're over 25. We're also seeing IQ loss among those who did start when they were younger, because the majority of people who are using when they're, adults, they started when they were young. This is a pediatric onset disease. This is usually that's the case. And it's a growing problem, and it's costing our healthcare system. It's costing our medical services. We have a 300% increase in ER admissions. And that's not people evicted, by the way. That's people having like an acute psychotic episode who are have to go to the hospital, or they're having the hyperemesis syndrome, which is chronic vomiting, where they basically can't stop vomiting, and it sounds like a nightmare because it is. We're seeing that in the ERs. The things that we're seeing now, we couldn't dream about in the 60s.
It's unbelievable. An hour ago, the majority leader of the U.S. Senate, the Honorable Chuck Schumer of New York, wished marijuana advocates a happy 420 and pledged to work like hell to advance reform, announcing plans to refile his comprehensive federal legalization. Your response to Senator Schumer?
Well, I've talked to Senator Schumer personally and privately about this issue, and unfortunately, he has to pay the piper. I actually don't think he really believes that, but it doesn't matter because he's saying it publicly. And he's saying it publicly because he's in a state that has very powerful marijuana interests with a lot of money that, give to his campaign, unfortunately. And, of course, there's people on both sides of the aisle who say things because they're, supported by interest groups, and that's American politics these days. But actually, Senator Schumer knows much better than that. He's actually been involved in drug policy and law enforcement issues, in fact, funding law enforcement in drug policy as recently as a few years ago. He knows better. I know he knows better. Now, there are some people in Congress, I'll remain unsaid, that maybe they don't know better, and maybe they're actually using. I don't think that's the case in the majority leader's situation. I think he does know better, but unfortunately, he's being a politician.
What about people who know better and do better? Can you think of people in either party or, God willing,
Absolutely.
Both parties who are sane on this issue?
I actually can. Believe it or not, the President of the United States is very strongly against the legalization of marijuana, and he's had a lot of pressure. Think about all the young advisors in the West Wing. Think about all the politicos who are telling him, you can get younger voters to be excited about you if you take this marijuana issue on. Now, listen, he can always change his mind, and the reelection campaign hasn't really started. So, there's always time to change, and politicians have done worse. But he actually, throughout his career, has been strongly against it. People like Patrick Kennedy, Ted Kennedy's son, who was the youngest member serving in Congress for 20 years from Rhode Island, stood with us today at our summit, where we talked about all these issues, and said that, it's so sad to him that it's become an article of faith in the Democratic Party among a lot of his colleagues, to be in favor of this, really because of the politics. But Patrick, former Congressman Kennedy, has really stood up very hard against this. You know what? I have to give credit where it's due. Even someone I disagree with on the policy of this, Cory Booker, admitted last week in an interview that marijuana is dangerous and that he's worried about what we're doing to young people. This is a man who's co-sponsored all the legislation with Senator Schumer that you just spoke about. But even he actually admitted that, and I'll give him credit where it's due.
What about DeSantis and Trump?
They've generally been very good on this. They've both been very good on this. I do wish President Trump had done a little bit more. Attorney General Sessions did rescind a very ill-advised memo, which was very good. But other than that, I do wish more was done then. Governor DeSantis has talked about this. He doesn't like marijuana. They just defeated legalization in Florida this week. Again, I mean, that was expected. Again, time will tell. I think this is an issue that, frankly, a lot of national leaders want to avoid because most of them know better and they want to avoid it.
Isn't that astonishing? And yet the power, they say a $64 billion industry right now in legalized weed, or is it more?
You know, I actually think numbers like that are exaggerated to attract investment, to be honest, Michael. I don't even believe the $64 billion number. I don't have a number, but I'm not sure it's even that high. The reality is, if there's any multi-billion dollar or trillion dollar industry, it's the illegal, the state illegal, all of it's illegal, of course, on the federal level, but the state illegal underground market has boomed in legalized states. People don't get it. They think that we're going to take put the cartels out of business, put your local drug dealer out of business. Actually, you're increasing business because the demand goes up and the government cannot fill the demand. So there has to be someone to fill the gap. And the underground market is more than happy to lower the price, sell whatever they want, not get a license, not worry about taxes. And they've been doing that. I mean, talk to any Californian right now about the underground market for marijuana. It's destroying the environment, by the way. So if you're really into the environment, you really, it's not consistent to be into marijuana cultivation. And it's destroying.
Yeah, and maybe that's the theme for Earth Day, which today is. It's known not only 420, it's also Earth Day. And maybe talking about some of the destructive impacts of the cultivation of marijuana, destructive impacts on the land, on the earth, and on our minds, and on this greatest nation, on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.